Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court just last week decided to take up three cases involving LGBT. Two cases are consolidated as one. Two separate cases in which the courts went one way and the other way. And it is regarding sexual orientation. The other case is going to be considered separately, and that is a case regarding so-called transgender. In all three of these cases, the issue is whether the 1964 civil rights law known as Title VII that says you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex includes sexual orientation and, in the other case, transgender or gender identity. Major cases that are coming up. We'll discuss these important cases on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, these are huge cases. I'm glad that these cases did not make their way to the U.S. Supreme Court when Justice Kennedy was on the bench. But still, that is no guarantee as to how the court will ultimately rule on this. If you look at it from a pure law, statutory interpretation, it's pretty clear. In 1964, when Congress passed the Civil Rights Law, and they indicated that you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex, that was obvious. They have an obvious understanding and meaning, and that is sex is a male or a female. It's not sexual orientation. And it's not gender identity, a man being deceived to think that he is a woman or vice versa. It is the objective male and female, end of story. And that's how the court should ultimately come down in this case. But again, we just don't know which way the court will go.
Well, if the Supreme Court does what it's supposed to do here and view the legislative intent of Congress when this was passed, there can be no question, zero, that it was that sex meant either male or female. They also have to look at historical precedent in the past and the history and traditions and a court precedent and all of those benchmarks in order to determine whether now somehow magically the term sex is redefined to mean no sex or any sex or what you know, this notion of gender identity, sex is completely subjective in the mind of the beholder, or included homosexual conduct. This is a no-brainer. It should be a slam dunk. But in this day and age, in the age of judicial activism, there's no telling. And, you know, Chief Justice Roberts has not always been real reliable, and it could be a 5-4 decision. I hope so. I feel a lot more comfortable with Justice Kavanaugh on the bench than I would have with Justice Kennedy, who very much was an activist in terms of the LGBTQ, as they like to call it, agenda.
You know, it's just tragic to show how our culture is getting more and more away from God and more away how he created us as male and female, to where we want to change the laws to embrace a sexual choice versus the way we are born.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, it just a pure, no matter where you stand on this ideologically, a pure reading of the law, as justices and judges ought to do. They ought to be umpires, and they ought not to write or rewrite the law. Just call the shots as they see them, as are written by the legislative bodies. And that means 1964, when Congress said you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex, what they were doing is they were addressing the history of discrimination between men and women, male and female. Objective, obvious, clearly understandable decisions or discriminatory categories. You don't have to guess whether someone is homosexual. You don't have to guess whether someone really believes, because they're confused or they're just trying to pull your leg, that they're someone other than what their birth sex is. It's pretty obvious. Not only obvious from what they meant back then, but also what has transpired subsequently. There have been a number of attempts to pass what has been previously called the ENDA law, Employment Non-Discrimination Act. This has been a law promoted by the Democrats over the years to change Title VII to add sexual orientation along with sex. And then they later, when that didn't pass, they added sexual orientation, gender identity. So they wanted to amend the law to include those actual terms, sexual orientation, which involves two of the cases here. One court said, well, it doesn't include that in Title VII. The other court said, more of an activist, it does include it. And they also wanted to add gender identity, which is the third case, the so-called transgender case. And Congress repeatedly refused to pass it in both the Houses and the Senate. So it never got to the president's desk over the past several presidents. So we see not only the original history, but we also see Congress's refusal to bite with this advocacy to amend the law. So it's pretty clear. It's really not very complicated. And that's how the court should come down. The court should say on both of these cases that Title VII does not include sexual orientation, which is fairly clear, and it doesn't include transgender or gender identity, which is also very clear. In fact, Matt, if you were to rewrite Title VII or any other law to include gender identity, it literally obliterates the portion that says discrimination on the basis of sex. It's designed to protect men and women, particularly women, from discrimination. And now if a man can pretend to be and be treated as a woman, it literally undermines the original intent and purpose of these laws.
Not just undermines it, it reverses it. It's the exact opposite of what was intended and who was intended to be protected. It completely removes the protection, which is so part and parcel of what we see with the so-called progressive, you know, agenda. Is that they deal in euphemisms. If they say up, it means down. If they say black, it means white. And it's also important to note here, Matt, that even though ENDA, for decades, they could not get it through, even with so-called religious exemptions or protections for churches and so forth, now Congress is working to push something that is far more dangerous than even ENDA, the so-called Equality Act, which would does not even have protection. So now it would open up churches and to attacks for violations of the 1964 Civil Rights Act for merely living out their faith and exercising their religious liberties and dealing in and living out religious principles relative to sexual morality.
Well, here's the good news that obviously the Supreme Court's taking this up and Kennedy's not on the bench.
Yeah.
The bad news is that the Supreme Court is taking this up. Why? Because Congress is trying to pass H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act. And already the Human Rights Campaign says, and they've already been promoting this and spending millions of dollars to pass this law, that Congress needs to hurry up and pass it before the Supreme Court rules so that it becomes moot. Because if the law is actually amended and this H.R. 5 would include sexual orientation and gender identity into the 1964 Civil Rights Law, the Title VII. If that happens before this case is decided, even if it's argued in the fall, which it'll be argued in the fall, but decided sometime before next June of 2020, if it happens that this law is amended, this case becomes moot because it's over. Congress has already then spoken. All the more reason, Holly, why we have been asking people to let their members of the Senate know of their opposition to H.R. 5, because I believe we can stop it in the Senate.
Absolutely. I mean, look at one of these cases. It was a funeral home hired a man who decided that he wanted to dress as a woman to work. So he, number one, violated the dress code, but also the funeral director believed that he violates God's commands. So there's a religious belief right there that he's been violated. So can you imagine the chaos it's going to cause at different employment places when people try to do something like this?
Well, imagine, for example, you're going to a funeral.
I know.
And you have a guy that is dressed like a woman.
I mean, how tragic and offensive distracting that would be.
And then to argue that that's protected by law is just absurd.
Yeah.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, and go to lc.org/HR5. Make your voice known on this HR5 right away. Time is of the essence.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.